bunch of Presbyterians. Sing a Beatles songs in my church. Not my church, God's church. Cassidy, what have you got yourself into? She's sitting there thinking, holy moly, I didn't know this. Thank you, Scott. That's the theme for today. Help. How are you? Help. Because here's the thing. I'm sure you've all seen this, that so often when we get to those difficult places, when we get to those places where we're not okay, and when life is hard, so often when you speak about that, the world will say to you, build a bridge, get over it. Move on. Come on. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps and get going. But last week we said to ourselves, the Lord Jesus says to us, it's okay to come and say, I'm not okay. And when I go to the Lord and I say to the Lord, Lord, I'm not okay. The one thing he doesn't say is, build a bridge and get over it. Or move on. Just get on with your life. What the Lord Jesus does is he takes our hand. And he takes us on a journey. Listen carefully. Not a journey that takes us over the not okays or the pain or under them. Not a journey that takes us around those not okay, painful, struggling moments. It takes us on a journey through the not okays and the pains and the struggle. Because here's the thing with the struggles and the not so okays and the difficulties. The only way through them is through them. You can't go over them. You can't go under them. You can't go around them. They're there. You got to go through them. So hold that one, because that's where we're going. Listen to what scripture says. And actually, I know I messed you around on this one because I'm not going to do all three scriptures, but he's my son-in-law. I can mess him around now and then, okay? So thanks, Ash. We're just going to do the Isaiah and the Psalms, the first Psalm one. Isaiah 43, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. You got it, Ash? But now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created you. O Israel, the one who formed you says, do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I've called you by name, and you are mine. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up, and the flames will not consume you. For I am the Lord, your God. And then when David writes that 23rd Psalm, and David says, the Lord's my shepherd, and I need nothing. And then the Lord takes me and he makes me walk on all the right paths. In the fourth verse, he says, and even though I walk through the darkest valley, what? I will not be afraid. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Did you get the word? Through the waters, through the river, through the fire, through the dark valley. Not over them, not under them, not around them. Through them. I don't know if you've experienced that. I don't know if that resonates with your life right now. I can never assume anything because we're all different. But I'd like to take you on a little journey this morning. As we journey through these moments in our lives. But the journey starts with Scott's little song right at the beginning. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way to get through them. We need to start with that little word. Help. It's one of the most prayed words in the scriptures. Go read it. When Israel is in Egypt and they're struggling and life is upside down, the prayer is, help, Lord. When David is running away, fearing for his life, what is David doing? The first thing that he says to the Lord is, help, Lord. When Elijah is sitting there and he's depressed and he's anxious and life is just running out under him, help, Lord. When the Lord Jesus is in that garden and he's struggling, help, Lord. When life is not okay, help. When you're struggling with pain and with loss, help. When you're anxious, discouraged, help. That's the way that God reveals himself in the Bible, especially the Old Testament. You go look at the Old Testament, you know what God calls himself so often? Your helper. Can I teach you a Hebrew word quickly this morning? I've taught you so much Greek the last 3-4 weeks. Let me teach you some Hebrew this morning. All of you actually know the Hebrew word for help. It's the word Ezra. It means help in Hebrew. God says, that's who I am for you. I want to help you. Listen to our passage for the morning, Psalm 46. And sorry, Ash, this is where I messed you around. I'm going to read the Psalm 46 bit now. Do you have it? Thank you, Ashley. Listen carefully. I am going to read 3 of the 11 verses. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. And then verse 10 says, for the Lord says, be still and know that I am God. Help and I'll take you through it. Not over it, not under it, not around it, through it. Just think about this text for 1 second. 3 little things I want you to notice in this text. Verse 1 says, the Lord is an ever-present help in the not okay times. The New Living Translation translates and says, God will always be there in your times of need. Do you get it? He's not just there when things are going well. God is not just there when I've made the right choices. God is not just there when I feel that I'm really close to God. God is ever present, every moment, every situation. God is there 24/7. He doesn't have a God helpline. That when I call it, welcome to God's hotline. For loss, press 1. For loneliness, press 2. If you need an operator, press 0. Welcome to God's hotline. Unfortunately, all of our people are now serving other customers. Please stay on the line. God is an ever-present help when I need. He's there, especially in those not okay moments where I need him. I don't need to hit that 0 and wait and wait and wait. I can just say, Lord, are you there? Lord, help, please help me. That's the word. Can we just learn that little word, help? It's not so hard. But then he explains the little help word. And he says, God is an ever-present help and God is your refuge. Do you know what a refuge is? It's a safe place in a world that's unsafe. Because in the valley, where it is so dark, all that I have is not my refuge. Can't help me. In the valley where it's dark and where I'm not okay, my resume can't help me. In the valley where it's dark and where it's difficult, everything that I thought of myself cannot help me. But God is that hiding place, is that safe place in an unsafe world. Where people might not care, but God cares because he's there and he wants to be there. But more than that, God is an ever-present help that is my refuge, but also my strength. And didn't we sing that in that third song this morning? You are my strength and you are my refuge. God is also my strength. Because here's the thing. Can I just say this to you this morning? When we are going through the not okay times and the not okay places in our lives, the last thing we have is strength. It's usually when the strength gives in. And God says, you don't have to be strong. I will be your strength. I will carry you. I will hold you. Philippians, remember we did Philippians a while ago? Remember what Paul says, I can do all things. Because I am so strong and I know it all and I can go through these valleys. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. He carries me when I cannot carry on. When is God not available? When is God not available? Never. Ever present. When is God not a shelter in the storm? Never. When is God not strong enough to do what we cannot do and carry me when I cannot carry on? Never. When does God get tired of me asking for help over and over and over and over again? Never. We just need to learn to say, help. And Ash, there's a slide for that. Yeah, thank you. It's a beautiful slide for that. Help. Please, God, help me. Sometimes I think it's a little difficult for us to ask for help, right? And there can be gazillions of reasons why we don't ask help or why we are afraid. I want to do three with you this morning. The first one, and there's a slide for that, Ashley. We're afraid to be honest with God. That's why we don't ask help. We're afraid to be honest with God. Let me try and explain this. Maybe in my life I've found that I've spoken to God about things. And maybe God didn't answer the way that I wanted him to answer. Maybe I've spoken to God about my not so okay moments, and God was a little quiet. And maybe because God's a little quiet and doesn't answer the way that I want him to answer, I get a little ticked off at God. And I kind of just want to let him feel how it feels if I turn my back on him a little bit. And so I don't ask for help, and what happens with me? I'm even more not okay. We need to be able to be honest with God. And the Bible teaches us that. The book of Psalms, in the 150 of those, more than a third of them are psalms of lament. And the Psalms of Lament are the most honest Psalms moments before God ever. Let me just take one that all of you know so well, Psalm 22. My God, why have you forsaken me? How honest is that? Why have you turned your back on me? I talk to you in the morning and you don't listen. I talk to you at night and you don't appear for me. Where are you, God? Why are you not listening to me? But you see, we're so afraid that our theology is wrong. We're so afraid that God's going to be a little offended that we're not being honest with God. And because we're not honest, we don't want to ask for the help. It's okay sometimes to say, God, I don't get you. Forgive me when I say this. It's okay to say to God sometimes, I'm a little mad at you. Jeremiah said, I won't say a single word for you anymore. I'm done. And you know what God did? He sent a fire. But not the fire of Sodom and Gomorrah. Jeremiah said, and when I said that, God put a fire in my bones. And I couldn't help but speak. But he was just honest with God. And he said, I can't do this anymore. I can't do this on my own. I'm not okay, God. It's really hard and tough. How are you, really? Can you ask for help? And you can just be a little honest with God. When last have you been honest with God? Because he's also saying, if you're not okay, how can I help you? And if I don't ask, remember what happened last week? They moved on and they missed out big time. There's a second reason that I think that we don't ask for help. And there's a slide for that one too. We don't like to admit that we need help. See, we just want to go right through the valley to the other side and conquer the valley and just get this beautiful, beautiful reward. I made it through the valley and I made it on my own. That's why it's not so easy to admit and say, my marriage is falling apart. And I'm not sure what to do with this. I'm not even sure that I can get through this. That's why it's not so easy to say, but I'm struggling with addiction and any kind of addiction. And I can't get through this. When we want to get through it, the only way that I can get through it is to ask God for help to get me through it. I can't do it alone. I can't do it alone. Someone wrote somewhere, he says, we will never see God until we get to that moment where we are honest and open with our lives before God. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help. But now, things have changed. I just need a little help from my friends. You don't have to do it alone, folks. You don't have to be strong. You can't do it alone. You can't get through that valley on your own. You're going to need a little help from the most amazing friend. His name is Jesus. Because he meets you in the valley. And he walks with you through the valley. And he holds your hand. I just have to say, will you help me? When it's not okay, when my life is falling apart, and I don't know where to go. Please, Lord, there's a third reason. There's a slide for that. Sometimes I think we don't ask for help because of our experience with people, not God. People. And if you had this experience, where you're struggling, you're not okay. Friend comes in and you tell them about your hurt and your struggle. And friend says, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Did you watch the game last night? Wasn't that a really good game last night? Or, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Listen, if I remember, I get back home, I'll send you the title of a book or read the book. We don't ask for help because of our experience with people. Because what are we saying when we do that? I don't really care about you. You see to yourself, get over it, build a bridge. I did that once, and it was horrible. I think I've done it more than once, but I remember one, and it's to this day, it haunts me. We had a wonderful old custodian, his name was Eddie. And old Eddie was a Portuguese guy, and every morning I'd walk in and try my little Portuguese. Bom dia, Eddie, como está? And Eddie would always say, bang, 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 I'm doing well, I'm doing well. One morning I walked in, I said, bom dia, Eddie, como está? And he says, oh, I'm not doing well. I said, oh, and I walked right through to my office and I sat behind my desk. And the moment I sat behind the desk, I realized, what did I just do? Eddie didn't say bang, bang. Eddie said, I'm not doing well. And I just walked right past Ed. Me, supposed to show the light of Christ and the love of Christ. Boy, what a moment. I got up, I walked to Eddie, and I said, Eddie, come to my office, please. And I sat him down and I said, I am so sorry. I apologize for walking past you when you said, I'm not doing well. What's going on, Eddie? Eddie was really, really sick. We had to send him home that day. And I just prayed, Lord, please help Ed to ask for help and not to remember this moment when I just walked right past him. See, that's the thing about God. When I ask for help, he doesn't rush me through the valley. Let's just get you through this and get you to the other side. He doesn't tell me to be strong. He doesn't give me a self-help book. He walks right into my valley. And he sits down with me. He did that when his son walked into this world. And walked into my valley. And took me and held me. And called me his child. That's what God does in the valley when we ask God for help. He's there. So let me end. God never promises, that there will not be difficulties and struggles and hurt and pain, and not okay days. Never makes that promise. God makes a different promise. Isaiah 43 verse 2. When you go through the waters, I will be with you. When you go through the deep, dark valley, I will be with you. That's the promise God makes. All I need to do is I need to say, Lord, please help me. Because the moment I say that, the promise comes true. Psalm 46, I will be an ever-present help in time of trouble. I'm going to be there. I will be your refuge, your hiding place. I will be your strength. You don't have to do it on your own. But it asks a little humility and it asks a little vulnerability for God to be able to do that. And actually, there's a slide for this one. Because the promise is, I will be with you. I don't know where you are. That's where we started. How are you? How are you really? How do you get through the valleys and the rivers and the waters? There's only one way. Not around it, not over it, not under it, through it. And the only way you can get through it is by asking, please God, help. Fill the dots. Because God knows what you need. Amen. Take a few moments of silent prayer.